71 and 73 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio from the Eastern Shore Chamber, Joanna Allman. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning.
As well as Liz Thompson. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Ladies, it's hard to believe as we were talking off air that we're less than a month away from the Jubilee Festival.
We are, our 35th annual Jubilee Festival. That's hard to believe, too. It's going to take place October 21st and 22nd at Lot Park in Old Town Daphne. We are really excited.
I love this festival in the new location. It's so funny, we're all resistant to change. But once it moved, it's even better. And now I say new, but it's been, what, 4 years now? About four years?
We moved in 2020.
Okay, 3 years.
So this will be our third year here. And people love it. We've gotten great response from it. We can kind of do what we want in terms of our footprint. While it feels a little more compact, we actually have more space. So the artists love it, our patrons love it, and we're really, really excited for this year.
So tell us about the details. How many artists, what type, etc.?
We've got 141 artists, ranging from crafts to fine arts and painting. We've got potters, sculptors. We've got 14 market vendors, so that's going to be your jams, your jellies, macarons, that sort of thing.
Like a farmer's market, yes.
All right. We've got 6 food vendors, ranging from Bondi bowls to your traditional fair food. And then, of course, we've got the kids' art park back. So we've got the fish prints, we've got face painting, we've got jewelry making, anything your heart desires. And then, of course, the entertainment stage. And then JBT Power and Ace are teaming together to make a tailgate area. Yes, we are well aware that Alabama plays Tennessee that weekend. So we've partnered with them to bring in some TVs, do some grilling, some cooking demonstrations. So I think it's going to be a great festival.
It sounds like it. That's a great idea with the tailgate area. And I smiled because I still have in the back of a closet and a little portfolio fish prints when my boys were little from this festival, and they're now 29 and 25.
Oh, absolutely. That is a standard. And if we ever got rid of it, I believe people would riot. So we bring it back every year.
That's so cute. And so admission is still free.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Free to the public. Hours are 10 to 5 both days. Our presenting sponsor is Southern Cancer again this year. So they'll be set up there with cornhole and some different giveaways. So make sure you stop by their tent. And Daphne Utilities will be out with their water truck and all their happies. So we've got some really great sponsors. The City of Daphne is bringing back the Watershed Wagon. And the Baldwin County Trailblazers will be there with their bike valet on the south side of the festival near the tennis courts. So if you are so inclined to ride your bike in, you can leave it with them and it will be safe and sound.
Good idea. Once again, that's the 35th Annual Jubilee Festival of Art, October 21st. And 22nd, Lot Park in Daphne. Very exciting. You also have a calendar of upcoming events hosted by the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce.
We have a lot of upcoming events. I'm actually going to leave here and head to our ribbon cutting at Press & Co. in downtown Daphne. I'm not sure if you've been there yet, but it's the new addition to downtown Daphne. It's a little juice bar,
okay,
coffee shop. You can grab lunch there. It's great. Our ribbon cutting's at 10 a.m. this morning. So, but if you can't make it to their ribbon cutting, our young professionals host a coffee social every month. And this Friday, September 29th, it will be at Press & Co. as well. So we're going to meet up there. It's 8:30 to 9:30. Stop in, grab a cup of coffee, network a little bit with other young professionals, and then carry on about your day.
And before you know it, it will be October and Business After Hours.
Yes, your favorite. Our Business After Hours is going to be Thursday, October 5th. at Merchants and Marine Bank in Daphne. So that's the Merchants and Marine Bank on Highway 98 in Daphne. It's 5 to 7. And what I love about business after hours is you can come at 5, you can come at 5:30, you can come at 6. You can come whenever you want. You network again. It's a great opportunity to meet other professionals in our area, enjoy a cocktail, light appetizers. Always a great time at business after hours.
And then Eggs and Issues is coming up. This should be interesting, presented by the Alabama Port Authority.
Yes, our Eggs and Issues is always a great opportunity to learn about something going on in our area. We always bring in great speakers for this event. So this one is going to be Wednesday, October 11th at 7:30 a.m. That's what time the doors open at Resurrection Church in Daphne. The Alabama Port Authority will present. They'll have a speaker. They'll give us information about what's going on at the port. There's always a Q&A opportunity at the end of each presentation for people to really ask what is relevant to their business and how the port maybe affects that, or any questions they have about the port. This one is you do get charged for this one, but it's just a small fee. And the breakfast is amazing. It's $10 for our Eastern Shore Chamber members and $15 for guests. And then also another big one, we have Shred Day coming up.
Shred Day. A shredding event.
Yes, a shredding event. We are partnering with the Better Business Bureau and Gilmore Services. For Friday, October 13th, we are hosting a free shred event at Tractor Supply in Daphne on 98. This is for individuals and their personal shred documents. So we are asking no businesses come with your shredding, things you need to get shredded. But if you have boxes sitting at your house, maybe old documents that you need to take care of and get rid of the proper way, you can stop by Shred Day. We'll have all the details on how to line up. It's kind of like a car line assembly. You don't even have to get out of your car.
Oh, that's nice.
We'll have plenty of volunteers there. You pop the trunk, we dump your box, they shred it. That again is Friday, October 13th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And it's at Tractor Supply on 98 in
Daphne. Yes, okay. It is.
Well, y'all have got a busy, busy time coming up. Liz, anything else that you want to add?
I don't think so, but make sure you make plans to come out to the Jubilee Festival on October 21st and 22nd. And like I said, the festival's 10 to 5 10 to 5 both days.
Yes.
Kids Art is 10 to 3 both days. So
keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. We have to close Kids Art a little earlier than the festival just due to cleanup.
Those
kids like to have fun. Also, too, I do want to mention we have posters available in our office. If your business would like to put one in their window. It's got the artwork by Warren Rossi this year. He's our featured artist.
Three colorful fishing boats.
Yes.
I like that.
So they represent our bay and shrimping and fishing. Mm-hmm. And the colors are a light turquoise, and then the boats are orange, green, and yellow. But if you'd like a poster to put up at your business, we have them in our office in downtown Fairhope.
Now, do you sell the posters, T-shirts, etc., like other festivals might do?
So we've got fine art prints of the artwork, and they are available at the office now and will be available at the show for $20 a piece. We've got festival T-shirts that are $15 a piece.
I believe they're $15 to $30, depending on short sleeve or long sleeve.
We are doing a long sleeve edition this year. It's really, really good looking.
Yes.
So this is something new that we're going to try out. Those will be $30, but we got a proof yesterday, and it's a really good looking shirt. So make sure, if you do come to the show, stop by the information booth, get your maps and all your Jubilee Festival swag.
And also available at your office.
Yes, right now, too.
Which is still downtown Fairhope on
327 Fairhope Avenue.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Joanne Allman and Liz Thompson with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber joins us the fourth Wednesday of each month.